Malolele and welcome to Tunisian Footy, the number one place to keep up with the latest stories and scores from our Melanesia, Polynesia, Micronesia talent across the Rugby League and Rugby Union worlds. My name is Sam Wykes. I'm a proud Tongan Australian man, and joining me each week is a Cook Island international, Tinirau Arona T.
Kia ora, Sam. It's an honour to be here, and I'm pumped to talk Tunisian footy every week with you. I'll be here making sure you keep in touch with the greatest game of all, Rugby League.
And I'll be keeping you honest and reminding you of the game they play in heaven, Rugby Union.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, but if you want to believe in that, you can believe in that. It makes me so proud these days, though, when you flick on the radio or the TV for Rugby Union or League, and the amount of Pacifican names you hear is incredible.
Centre field right to Papali'i. He explodes past one big Papa. He's past two, linked up with Basami Solo, and he's dragged down a try-saver.
They make up such a big part of the biggest competitions in the world and have such a huge impact.
You're not wrong, but it's not just our boys. Our Pacifica women are killing it right now in all competitions. So joining us every week will be PNG Orchids representative and NRLW player Shelley Long, who will make sure we don't miss anything from the women's game.
They actually ran up Castle Hill and back as part of their preseason testing. So I'm extremely nervous to see if we actually have to do that. I drove up it last night and even the car struggled to get up there. So
on the show, we're not only just going to read you the scores, we'll keep you across the most important stories and you'll hear from some of the Tunisian men and women who are making a name for themselves, like the powerful story of our friend Fa'amanu Brown.
I realised then it's an honour. The whole 3 months, bro, to the time that she passed, bro, it was like the greatest achievement of my life.
And Sarah Ravatundai, who had 5 kids... then decided to take up professional rugby.
They said, oh, Mum, don't play. You're way too old to be playing. So I thought, okay, this is my time to shine.
And legends of the game, like Digby Ioane.
Digby, can you make your way to lane 6? And then I went there to the lane and the gun went. I jumped, mate. I went so deep that I didn't come back up. The guy with the gun jumped in.
You'll also hear from us. We've both played at the highest level for a number of years. You, Sam, and Union, here in Australia and in Japan, and myself in Rugby League here in Australia and also in England.
Yes, so it means we've got some stories to tell as well. And yes, I did lose more than I won, if you do the maths, but that means more lessons. And as you mentioned, we're very passionate about our code, so there's going to be some fun segments like our Cross Code Poach.
Yes, indeed. Lessons, never losses. Lessons is a great word, Sam. Hopefully you listen to Tunisian footy, you'll have a laugh, but also hear some really powerful stories. And we will all learn something every week from the experiences of others.
Absolutely. That's the thing today. There's so many paths and stories of players from across Melanesia, Polynesia and Micronesia. So hopefully on the show, we'll get to hear as many as possible.
So whether you're a young kid living in the islands, dreaming of a life playing footy, or if you're growing up away from your homeland and looking to connect back to your culture and keep in touch with the Tunisian footy stars of today, we've got you covered.
Join us each week for Tunisian footy, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tunisian footy with Sam Wykes and Tinirau Arona.